WHCL, Clinton, New York. And now, Radiola.
Another did right. That's Miss thanks, and I will dance to wear the knife. I'm so sorry that report isn't right. Here's an error in the news. I'd give all I own to pick up a phone and tell them that my dreams came true. I'd tell them that my true love and I are building a home for two. I'd call you, Mr. T, that Miss X and I both soon would name the day. I'd be happy if it could be that way. It's just an errand in the news.
Tropical climes, there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules that the greatest of fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray.
Hoppin' any, hoppin' any, hoppin' any, ha! Hoppin' any, hoppin' any, hoppin' any, ha! Bully, 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 ha! Bully, 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 ha!
Jungle voices. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to. The Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1. But Englishmen detest a siesta. In the Philippines, there are lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states, there are hats like plates, which the British just won't wear. At 12 noon, the natives swoon, and no further work is done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Such a surprise for Eastern eyes to see, that though the English are effete, they're quite impervious to heat. When the white man rides, all the natives hide in glee. Because the simple creatures Opie will impale his soul a topi on a tree.
Hoppin' any, hoppin' any, hoppin' any, ha! Hoppin' any, hoppin' any, hoppin' any, ha! Bully, 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 ba! Bully, 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 ba!
It's such a shame when the English claim the earth that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Ha, 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 ha. The colonel of a very smart British regiment returned after a year's absence and ordered a full-dress muster. The men lined themselves up in full regimental colors, and he strutted out before them and spoke something like this. Officers, non-commissioned officers and men, says, during my year's absence, my wife has given birth to a great big bouncing baby boy. Officers, non-commissioned officers and men, I thank you. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put their scotch or eye down and lie down. In the jungle town where the sun beats down to the rage of man or beast, the English garb of the English tribe simply gets a bit more creased. In Bangkok at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Oh, the smallest Malay rabbit deplores his stupid habit. In Hong Kong, they strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In the mangrove swamps of the python romps, there is peace from 12 to 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 son.
Well, I'm joined by saxophone player Pete Long, who's leader of the Ronnie Scott Big Band, and who, with another band, tours with a revival of Benny Goodman's famous 1938 Carnegie Hall concert. More on that concert later, but Pete, the work ethic he picked up from the synagogue band and the technique he learnt with his classical teacher, Franz Schirp, certainly paid off, didn't it? Goodman certainly, out of the early guys, had easily the best technique, and you could also argue the most classical technique of any jazz clarinet player. A lot of Goodman's devices are straight out of classical exercise books, and he plays the clarinet in a very classical manner. And as he got older, it got more and more classical in its approach, though a classical clarinetist would point and laugh at you for saying so. But for one of us, he's very, very classical indeed.
He started in Chicago. Prohibition, gangsters, money, clubs, illicit booze, lots of work, lots of musicians. And he got in with a guy called Ben Polak.
Yes, indeed.
And quite a big band. Ben Polak, a good pianist, put together some of the finest musicians out of Chicago, played good music, rotten band leader. But this is how he started. So let's just listen to a bit of Waiting for Katie with the very young Benny Goodman on clarinet.
There you go. Did you ever get the notion or the feeling that the world is being taken over by morons? I'm sorry. This is Andy Senior, and I'm trying not to group myself with that ruling majority. But that was on the BBC this week, and I just had to share that. And the show is going to be called "It Ain't Right," because a lot of things aren't right. So we're going to redress a lot of radio crimes, especially done by major broadcast institutions that extort a fee from their listeners. Of course, over here that doesn't happen. If you had to pay for that over here, they'd be rioting. But Ken Clark is a member of Parliament and has a radio show called Ken Clark's Jazz Greats. And not only did he mispronounce Ben Pollack's name in a manner that would get him beat up in my neighborhood, he has him playing the piano. He was a drummer. And not only that, he calls him a lousy bandleader. And he was not a lousy bandleader. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm your host tonight for the next couple hours. We began with Art Shaw, It Ain't Right, Peg LeCentre on the vocal there, 1936. Cab Calloway, An Error in the News. Well, there's an error for you. 1937, and our temporary theme du jour here, Rudy Valley with Mad Dogs and Englishmen. Well, I like the English, because a lot of English people listen to this show, so they've got to be bugged, too, that this guy gets out and presents himself as an expert, or at least as a presenter of jazz on his network. So I'm sure there is some discontent with that, because so many people could run rings around him. But, you know, he's an aficionado, so what can you do? But we're gonna make it up to Ben Pollack here for this set. Going to start with Ben Pollack, spelled P-O-L-L-A-C-K. I don't know how he mispronounced that. And as Californians, in 1926, this, I think, was either the first or second date that Benny Goodman was on. 1926, he's the last word. Thank you.
your kind of love. It keeps me believing, although you're deceiving, 'cause my kind of love is one way to paradise. And my kind of lip is your kind of lip. When love comes stealing and courage that feeling, 'cause my kind of love is one way to paradise. Although you're happy today, you may be gone tomorrow. Love comes but once, so don't be a dunce when you meet it. Steal it, beg or borrow, 'cause I'm fond of you and you're fond of me. Now tell me you love me and hug me and squeeze me, 'cause my kind of love is one way to paradise.
Thank you.
rotten bandleader, my foot. That is some hoppin' jazz. That is wonderful stuff. And we played things from some different periods in his band-leading career. Ben Pollack in 1926, He's the Last Word, we began with, and that was the Williams Sisters on the vocal there. Ben Pollack on his own, singing his own thing, and of course he announced his name at the end of it. So if this guy had actually heard any of his records, he would have gotten his name right. And he would have understood that he was a good band leader, and he wasn't a pianist, but my kind of love. And latterly, we had Scrappy Lambert with "Keep Your Undershirt On," which I'd advise you to do because the weather still turns cold at night. So it's nice out, but do keep that undershirt on. And I've got one on too. That was 1929, and great work in there by Jack Teagarden. What a band. Rotten band leader. What a nut. I'm sorry. I'm Andy Senior, and I'll give myself anybody who thinks I'm hitting this guy too hard, don't worry. I'm gonna get around back to home, and some other things I have to redress. But just list. That's just disgusting and stupid and awful. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Thanks again for listening tonight. And you're going to hear some, I'm going to kick some names and take some butt tonight. And we'll see what happens. Now here's Virginia Liston in 1924. You've got the right key, but the wrong keyhole.
Working on the wrong keyhole. supposed to have a lot of knowledge. Just 17, oh, what a queen. Sweet face and figure, you know what I mean. Just like a rose from the south. But when she opens her mouth, oh, is she dumb? Oh, boy, is she dumb. She thinks she's as bright as can be. She's so dumb, she don't know where she's at. Thinks the English Derby is a hat. Gee, but she's then, no common sense, just a head of solid ivory. She's so dumb, she should be in a cage. Thinks Virginia hams are on the stage. My goodness, oh, is she dumb? Dumb as they come. She's even so dumb, she likes me. What do you suppose she did last summer? Try to buy plum pudding from a plumber. Why, she said to me that DVD was just a password in Freemasonry. I heard her say to a dame that iceberg's a Yiddish name. Oh, is she dumb? Oh, is she dumb? She thinks she's as smart as can be. She's so dumb, I heard her ask the boys if Long Island Sound could make a noise. Oh, what a peach. Think that Rex Beach is just a summer place down by the sea. She can't tell an airship from a tank. Thinks that daylight savings is a bank. Folks think she's bright. Maybe they're right. But she's just a dumbbell to me.
Fats Waller numbers?
I have, actually. I used to sing Honeysuckle Rose.
What do you get out of that when you perform it?
It's got an absolutely filthy lyric. It's got one of the filthiest lyrics of any jazz song I ever know, I think.
Good heavens. No, no member of your audience would possibly allow that to cross their mind. I won't ask
true.
You to expand on
are
that.
Are you sure?
But is the only reason you sing it because you can get away with the filthy lyric?
No, of course, that's not the only reason.
Well, I hope it's not the only reason. That was from the show from last week, by the way, which actually made me cry bitter, salty tears, where they gave a so-called tribute to Fats Waller. That was Ken Clark again, Ken Clark's jazz greats with a vocalist whom I shall not I will not publicize. But needless to say, she's very big over there, but is absolutely knows. Her expertise on Fats Waller is minimal. But she was chosen as the expert that week, of course. But there you go. Before that, oh, is she dumb? Well, well, we'll find that out later, even more so. And the Georgians, Somebody's Wrong, 1923. Frank Grande there on the trumpet. Very, you know, that's an underheard and underrated band. And I got to find more of their stuff because it's really, really good stuff. And we began with Virginia Liston. You've got the right key, but the wrong keyhole. A lot of mistaken stuff going on tonight. As you will find out, it does not just happen elsewhere. But that's pretty sad. You got somebody pretending to, thinks that Honeysuckle Rose is a dirty song. Well, Mildred Bailey didn't think so. Here she is with Bunny Berrigan, Teddy Wilson, and Johnny Hodges, I believe. In 1935, singing it, and there's no leer in her voice. This is a gorgeous song, as you've heard it before. But I love it. Here she is with Fats and Andy Razaf's Honeysuckle Rose.
have no use for other sweets of any kind since the day you came around. From the start, I instantly made up my mind. Sweeter sweetness can't be found. You're so sweet, can't be beat. Nothing sweeter ever stood on feet. Every honeybee filled with jealousy. When they see you out with me, I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. And when you passing by, flowers droop and sigh. I know the reason why. You much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Cause you confection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
Virginia mountains lived a gal named Nettie Gray, and Nettie was a numbskull, you can bet. Her pa and ma and kinfolk wanted to give her away, but no one wanted any truck with Net. For she was stupid, she was goofy, and she rambled wild and free, until one day a stranger hit the hills. He was a radio comedian with no more sense than she, and he lured her with a bunch of dollar bills. Now Nettie is the nitwit of the networks. She's goofy still, but also dirty rich. Toward the bughouse they were shoving her, now she earns more than the governor. Oh, Nettie is the nitwit of the networks. When the hill folks of Virginia first heard that Net was gone, they said, thank goodness we are rid of her. We'd hate to have to put her in the bughouse all her life, but folks like Net is what bughouses are for. Oh, the old Virginia hills, they were quiet for a spell. No more they heard poor Nettie's goofy crow. But alas, the stillness one night was shattered with a crash, and there was Net upon the radio. Now Nettie is the nitwit of the networks, and her folks all wish that they were crazy too. She lived on cheese and crackers, now she earns a million smackers, for Nettie is the nitwit of the networks. In a penthouse on Park Avenue, our nitwit Nettie sat, and the teardrops spilled from out her goofy eye. Her pappy and her mammy said, "Have you left Virginia flat? Is it thinking of them hills that makes you sigh?" Nettie wiped her eyes upon her gold embroidered sleeve and whispered, "All you folks can have my part. Of all the old Virginia hills and the lakes and rivers too, it's that income tax that really breaks my heart." Now Nettie is the nitwit of the networks, between her family and Uncle Sam. Not for home is she a yearning, it's that tax that's got her burning, for Nettie is the nitwit of the networks.
She's come back home to stay where she will roam no more. For she's crazy, she's crazy as a chump. She has no brains, her head is just a lump. She wears no hat to cover up her dome. And when she's asked about her brains, she says, "I left them home." Yes, yeah, so yes, she's crazy as can be. Sometimes I really think that she is crazier than me. The Thankfoot of Broadway really has got told. But just how dumb she really is, we're sure nobody knows. But just how dumb she really is, we're sure nobody knows.
For playing the organ. I think we ought to listen to his organ music. He started as a very, very young guy playing organ in the theatre.
Yeah, I think what he cites as his first professional job was playing the organ at silent movie theatres. And he would be playing like really, really late at night sometimes. And when he first started out, there'd be hardly any audience there. And by the end of it, he started kind of building up a real following of his own, that people would come down specifically to see him play in the interval rather than to watch the film.
Have you never played accompanied by an organ?
I have to say, I'm in the hate camp of the organ, and I've tried to like it. And it's obviously, I think it's really good that we play something from it, because it was such an important part of Fats's musical education. He grew up, I mean, he fell in love with music through the church organ in Harlem, and then playing in the cinemas and the company Sonic movies was kind of where he cut his teeth. But yeah, I just kind of... I know it's really hard to use the organ as a sort of improvisatory instrument and a jazz instrument, and I can admire the technique, but to me it just kind of sounds quite ploddy and laborious, and it doesn't have that oomph and energy of his piano work. But I know that I'm just biased because I'm not an organ fan.
Share the bias. You and I will grit our teeth. We're about to be converted. No. This is not Bach. This is, it sounds promising. It's a title called Stomping the Bug.
Anyone for an ice cream?
We're not supposed to barrack the records when we're playing them, but you asked me that I wanted an ice cream. I said it reminded me of Ice Stadia, and I could see someone tripping about trying to do an ice dance to it. But you still hear the left hand. But anyway, let's move on to an area where I think you and I are more comfortable.
I think they should move on to the electric chair, honestly. That was Ken Clark, MP and radio presenter at BBC4, giving a heartfelt tribute to Fats Waller last week, and his guest, whom I will not name. I should probably name her so you don't inadvertently buy any of her albums. But this is what we're up against. Real utter and total stupidity. I'm sorry, but that's just ignorance. And first of all, if you're going to tribute Fats Waller, you don't put down his playing. He was a genius. Everything he did was good, and musically. He was in his organ playing, too. We're going to get to that in a minute. Before that regrettable incident, you heard Cody Fox and his Yellow Jackets. Oh, She's Crazy, 1937. Before that, Frank Crummett, Nettie is the Nitwit of the Networks, 1938. And then we gave you a proper, we showed you how Honeysuckle Rose sounds, or should sound, when done by somebody who isn't trying to sing it for a lascivious effect. Mildred Bailey and the Rallycats with Johnny Hodges, Bunny Berrigan, and Teddy Wilson in there. Boy, that's just beautiful. And no filth at all. I could find none. But I'm sorry to say, that just offends me deeply. And she would not want to be accompanied by an organist. She wouldn't even want to be accompanied by Fats Waller, this gal. And, Alberta Hunter didn't feel that way. Here she is in 1927. And I think I've told people I want this played at my funeral, so just put that down for further notice, because it may happen soon enough.
I never may be my sugar. That's why my sugar is so confectionary funny. He never pleads for my money, but when he feeds me on honey, he gets his needs every time. I'd make a million trips to his sweet lips if I were to be, 'cause he's sweeter than any candy to me. Oh, sugar, I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine.
Thank you.
See, the only thing I could think is that they drink heavily in the studio there at BBC Radio 4. I know for a fact that they do. The thing is, in the United States of America, where I proudly reside, there's a law saying that you can't go on the air loaded, but in Britain they do it all the time, obviously, because what they said couldn't have been said by sober people. And Ken Clark and his guest, who's I'll give you her initials, GH, and you can figure out the rest. Just don't buy anybody with that those initials. As a female vocalist and of British origin, you may winnow it down as you will, but just terrible, terrible what they did to Fats. First of all, that was good jazz. First of all, Alberta Hunter and Fats, that was some really good jazz. I don't care if it's played on a pipe organ, and that's an old converted church organ. That's an SD organ. It's not a Wurlitzer, and he's hitting that thing as. That's rocking that studio, I gotta say. And then, after that, Soothing Syrup Stomp, 1927. Oh, and to add further insult and injury to the already sustained insult and injury, last Saturday they put a notice on the website, which you may find on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google. Scroll down from this playlist, which is It Ain't Right, but scroll down a bit and you'll see the screenshot of how they publicize this show, and they were celebrating the great jazz saxophonist Fats Waller, obviously the inventor of stride sax. So I'm pretty bugged, and I think anybody who's over in Britain should be bugged too. They should be getting better jazz programming rather than this, because this was a terrible tribute. It was not a tribute at all. It was like I don't want to say anything too specific, but it was pretty bad. And we're going to play one more with Fats here. By the way, I also want to acknowledge Mr. Randy Bryan out on the West Coast, who has a show, Forward in the Past, which is our link on my Radiola blog. You can find it. I think it's KSPC, isn't it? Somebody will correct me later, but you'll find the link. And you'll find, he tore into the scroll last Sunday beautifully, did a beautiful job. But I felt that it needed to be done again. But many thanks to Randy, who's a wonderful guy. And do check out his program, which is an excellent program on every Sunday on KSPC in Claremont, California. And if I've gotten the call letters wrong over there, look it up on my Radiola blog, because that's correct. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Before we do a proper station ID, let's hear another one from Fats. Louisiana Sugar Babes, James B. Johnson on piano, Jabbo Smith on the horn here with, oh, I love this. She doesn't like his organ playing. What a moron. A true moron among morons. The queen of the morons. Willow Tree.